The more you know. Hi guys, welcome. It's another episode of Drop Gears Podcast. Can't talk today, but we're gonna try. You just saw the video of the venue tour with me and Turbo. There was a little bit jumping around. There were some areas that we didn't show per se because there was a lot of people sitting at the PCs and everything, because it is an open land. It's free to use by anyone. And the downstairs area is 18 plus for normal business occurrences, hours, etc. During the event, it won't be like that. But yeah, it's dark down there, so that's why you didn't really get to see it. But it's a big open space. It's got a lot of space everywhere. But hope you guys enjoyed that. And let's get into our podcast today. Hi, Lime. Hi, Shorty. How are you guys doing?
Hello. Doing well. I was running to get home. So I'm kind of tired. Things happen.
I'm doing good. Hello. Actually, I want to say something right at the beginning. I will actually attend XP Evo. Oh. If nothing happens. Oh. I'm not 100% happy with that, because it's not going to be the most fun travel. But, I mean, I have an idea how to survive it, so I will survive it.
Can you get there on Thursday for a podcast?
I can be there anytime. It doesn't matter when I travel. I just have to, get there. I don't have any obligations or anything else coming up. So okay. I can be there on Thursday, yes?
Yes, then good. Lime, Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, I already booked stuff from Thursday to Monday, so...
Good, all right.
I'm gonna be there all weekend.
I say in the video that the podcast room is where we were maybe going to have our podcast. That's probably not going to be the case, because as we finished the filming, how do I say this without getting in trouble?
Don't tell me that people were like, oh yeah, you said this, but actually it is not going to happen.
So Trilux is going to be having a German stream. Originally I was going to have their German stream in that room. So I figured if they're streaming in there, we should be able to use it, that kind of thing. But I have no idea how Trilux wants the room set up. And then Trilux thought that the room was smaller. He thought it was like Trackadia, where it was that single PC in that little stuffy cubicle, like Trackadia. So he was like, no, I don't want that. I want to be in an open area where like we can kind of like be out and about. And we're like, okay, well, sure. And then he visits Trackadia during IEM. And then he's like, oh, I see the podcast room. Actually, that would be perfect. So now he's back in there. So I have no idea where we're going to have it, but probably worst comes to worst, we'll have it on stage. So we'll have the podcast on the main stage and we'll just do it like that. Maybe not full podcast mics, but we'll have headsets or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the plan.
My color keeps it changing. Oh, I have a bruise, by the way. You see it?
What'd you do?
This is from work. Ah. I have muscle.
Dangerous work. Wah. More than me, probably.
I'm hitting the gym, bros.
I don't go to the gym. This is just work. Well, I don't have so much. It's just fine.
It's okay. For girls, they don't have to be jacked. They can...
I want to be jacked.
You want to be jacked? Well, let's go to the gym. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit some heads in the next few one. Can we do a ring? Like wrestling?
wrestling matches? Boxing? Let's go.
Yeah.
Everybody's been asking that. Let's have a boxing match between Import and somebody that doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Do they have a table tennis table there?
So between you and Ice Crusher?
Yeah, between me and Ice. Do they have a table tennis thing? They have foosball.
I think that's foosball.
I don't think they have table tennis. I know they have foosball. Yeah. I only remember seeing foosball tables there.
Okay. I just ask randomly if I have to be prepared or not.
Oh yeah, to defend your honor.
No, there's no honor to defend. We never had table tennis in a Trackmania LAN. But
I can be the first.
I mean, I would be honored to crush people, so... I wouldn't have anything against doing that. If I can't crush people in Trackmania anymore, I have to find something else.
Fair.
Bring your own table. Can bring a mini table, maybe.
Yeah, imagine everybody just bringing in massive table. Hot Lap League, there you go, Shorty. Hot Lap League. Do they have Hot Lap League there?
I mean, we have PC, so probably.
Hot Lap
nobody's going to play that.
Nadeo would not like that. They'd be like, excuse you, you're putting a competitor at an event we're sponsoring.
Yeah, a competitor, a very big competitor.
Yeah. Huge competitor.
You cannot have a competitor when you're not even trying, so.
Currently, the amount of updates from Nadeo is basically just as high as the ones from Hot Lap League. None. Ooh.
Wait, those Shorty today looks like he's straight out of the 90s, you know? The what? Camera.
Oh, Shorty? Yeah. He's giving us MySpace vibes today. So.
Yeah, I'm going to get a better one.
You could sing like the Pokemon theme song for us, like the good old days of YouTube.
Yeah, actually.
It's still a very, very good song.
Yep. True. Okay. Things that are happening around Trackmania. Nothing. Matchmaking is dying. Speedy put out a tweet asking whether people felt TM was positive or negative. And I kid you not, 24 hours ago, it was like 47% negative. Like, people saying that, like, so far the changes in TM have been negative changes. And it was 47%. And all of a sudden now, it's dropped down to, like, 42%. And positive jumped from, like, a 35%. There's a freaking gnat. That jumped from 35% all the way up to, like, almost 50. I think Nadeo has got a bunch of bot accounts and decided to raid Speedy's poll. You heard it here first.
How many people voted? I think that's relatively important on those kind of polls. Like, if it's only 20 people that voted.
Over 300 people.
Ah. Not bad. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you say the updates themselves have been negative, I wouldn't say so, because the updates themselves usually were pretty good. I mean, they introduced bugs here and there, but most of them got fixed. Usually, I just don't think that the amount of updates and the amount of content we got in those 3 years is good. It's just not as much as it should be. I mean, we are basically promised a game that keeps getting updated with the subscription system the way it is. I mean, that was their reasoning. And the only actual content update we ever gotten is Royal. Like, that's the only update where I could have said, yeah, that was worth it. Kinda. And Royal is kind of dead now. But I mean, you know, you can't fault Nadeo for Royal being dead, fully at least. But, you know, that really was the only update where you can say that was a good update. Feature-wise.
Uh-huh.
I just voted.
My brain's loading right now. Yeah, I don't know. I've been so absorbed with other things that I haven't really had time to process whether I don't know how to explain this, because I know how Trackmania is doing in a general sense, but like as of late, to say if I'm like super in tune with like everything that's going on or like how everyone's feeling outside of people just telling me like what they feel is happening in the game and like how they feel. I'm really not like super in the know at this point. I just know people are disappointed with just like matchmaking. People are disappointed with how COTD has been basically gutted difficulty wise. Like, it's just like the maps now are just not as enjoyable anymore.
Like, the maps are good still, obviously, but all of them are super easy. Like, where's the challenging maps? Like, where's the challenge? It's just basically all the maps are super similar, super easy, super basic. I have no problem with these maps. Most of them are good, but I want to have some challenge.
You know from what? Time to time. A few days ago, I was streaming and I got a couple of people that were new into the Trackmania community and stuff. They were basically brand new to the game. They started playing like a month ago. And I asked them, as a beginners, how do you feel about the game? How do you like the campaign? Have you tried the old campaigns and everything? And surprisingly, they were like, yeah, this campaign is amazing. So we always been trashing onto the campaign and how easy it is, and it's catered for the casuals. But a few days ago, I also got a bunch of casuals. They were like 12 people or something from the raid. And they were all telling me like how good the game was for them as beginners. And maybe as some, we had Scottish man, he said that maybe we are behind on what Nareo is thinking for the future or their future plans, because at the moment, and based on what they told me, it's working. Being this easy, being this cutter for casuals, and just
is
being
it working, though?
Whatever. I mean, for the casuals, yeah, but for us, no, you know, because I told them I don't like this campaign, and I asked them, have you tried the older campaigns? And they were like, oh, now we're playing all the other campaigns, but we don't like them. We like this campaign.
I don't dislike this campaign, though. Like,
No, I don't dislike it either. Yeah. But I'm saying that it's easier. You know, it's catered for the casuals.
I mean,
you know?
In general, yeah, sure. Like,
and
general,
I think that it's the
easier.
Same for Track of the Day. Because I don't play Track of the Day myself, but I watch Mark playing Cup of the Day, right? And I know, it has some twist, you know, the maps that they're choosing. It's weird, but it works, you know?
But how the question always is, though, you can't only cater to beginners, because those beginners eventually will not be beginners anymore, and they're gonna at some point be better. I can understand that the campaign, for example, now is a lot easier because of those new players we got through console and everything. So that makes a lot of sense, obviously, right? But things like Track of the Day or Cup of the Day, where you have one each single day, the maps should be obviously a little bit easy to some degree. I mean, every map should be beginner friendly. That doesn't mean that the map can't be challenging or difficult at the same time.
Yes.
Like, that's something that I think can be maybe confused. And especially with Track of the Day, why does it, like, you don't have to have always easy maps. You don't have to have always hard maps. You can just have a nice mix. And I think the only thing I can say right now is that the amount of challenging maps has been dropped so far that we basically get none of them anymore. And I think that's way too far. Like, maybe cater a little bit to beginners, sure, but not 100%. Like,
yeah, it's
you gotta
way
have
too
some
much.
Interesting maps once in a while.
Well, you have to, the bigger question for me is, how do you transfer casuals to become non-casuals? How do you transfer casuals or level up casuals to the point where they don't even have to not be casual? Like, the word casual here, I think we're confusing the word casual for just somebody who likes it easier. Like, they truly are casual versus those who, I don't know what I'm getting at with this, but like, I feel like there's a slight definition change with how what Nadeo views as a casual versus what I like us or I view as a casual. I view as a casual as like somebody who's only going to play the game once every, like, I don't know, once every
couple days,
every couple days, every other day, maybe for like an hour. That's what I consider a casual. I call them filthy casuals. But if somebody's playing the game every day,
It's not a casual anymore.
Yeah, you're not a casual. You're just somebody who either A, just isn't really good at the game, which is fine. Like, you don't have to be good at the game to enjoy the game. I mean, there's plenty of people. I mean, look at Shorty. Gets second all the time. He still enjoys the game somewhat. So, I mean...
Am I? I don't know if I'm enjoying that.
Sorry. Sorry. I had to get a joke in there to make it a little bit more lighthearted.
It's,
but
at least it's gotten better. It used to be way worse, so it's fine. You can make jokes about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, though, it's like if you're playing on a daily basis and you're playing for hours on the day, like, and you're saying, oh, I want something easier, like, then I don't know, man. Like, I just don't see actual casuals saying that. Like, I don't see actual casuals, or what I mean is, like, I don't see people who play the game every day are going to be the ones that are like, this map is too hard, unless there's, like, I was trying to get at the very beginning of my question when I started talking, was how do you get that individual to level up their gameplay? From,
I mean, we talked about that already. I mean, we would need a proper training campaign, but...
Right.
Which
Nadeo refuses to acknowledge or understand, and that's what I'm getting
at. No, they did acknowledge it. They just... I mean, at least...
They acknowledged it by saying, there's no plans.
Yeah. Wait, actually, a few days ago, I was watching this streamer, aka Nemo, the chess streamer. And she's gonna be in a tournament that it's Ludwig tournament with the virtual and all the people, and they are playing Trackmania. She was learning Trackmania. And one thing that caught my attention is that even though the campaign is for casuals or for beginners or whatever, there was one mod that she didn't know that she had to change the camera, and that is not intuitive for everyone. And I was like, they are trying to make maps so you basically don't have to do anything, you know, as a player. So that also don't, as a person, is like, yeah, if I don't have to do anything, I'm in my comfort zone, why should I get out of here, you know? So they are trying to keep people on a level that is like the bare minimum and just keep them there.
Yep.
I don't think they want that. I just think that they have like an outdated way of viewing how it works, because back when Trackmania started with Nations Forever and everything, their games didn't really have to explain things to you, because back then the community and gamers in general knew that for games they just have to research stuff. They go in forums and look techniques and tricks up. But that's just not how games nowadays work anymore. You just don't have something like that. You have to explain it to new players, because
you
players
have to force feed them the information.
Yeah, I mean, not like 100% fully. Like, it's not like I'm saying that players nowadays are idiots, but it's just naturally.
I think they are.
Some of them, obviously, but it just naturally.
I think
shifted
the newer generation of players want things handed to them. Like, we used to fight for things. Like,
nah, but I think that's also in part that just most games nowadays do it automatically, so they are just used to it. You know, like, I'm not blaming the players naturally for it. I think there's nobody to blame, but in general, the shift has happened to that, and that just forces you to adapt. And Nadio just doesn't want to. I don't know.
I mean,
doesn't have the time.
Going off of what Lime said about the cam change thing and using that example, I mean, I was also in the same situation. I was playing Trackmania 2020, and it wasn't until 2021 that I realized that to play Ice, I should maybe switch to Cam 1 so I know where I was going. But I would have never known that until I just saw somebody write in chat, yeah, it changed to Cam 1. You'll be able to drive much easier that way. Like, it's for us gamers who like have the knowledge, that's like, duh, stupid. Like, but it's not obvious to people, like, especially when certain cam changes aren't obvious, or like when there's no force cam change to force a player to do that. Players don't even recognize when their camera is being forced to change. They think that's part of the actual game itself and not player induced for cam changes on maps. So It's just like, there's no... Like, I wish there was something where it's like, oh, your time sucked. Here's how you could improve. And then just do that.
Just like, I mean, that's why you have ghosts, you know? But also when I started playing, I didn't know that you have ghosts.
Yeah, you only have them if you pay.
Well, you only
have
clubs.
Otherwise, you only have ghosts that are near you. And you have like 10 ghosts. Like, that's the only setting you can kind of have. Like, you can activate the setting playing against ghosts. And then you get like 10 ghosts or something that are near your time. But it's just so many ghosts, there's nothing you can really focus on. Mm. And if you want to have an actual good ghost, then you have to pay for it.
Yes.
With club edition.
Club access.
So it's pay to win.
So, you know what I the feeling that I get from this game is that I've seen those games like Subway Surfers or like any type of blockchain kind of game that you basically have to do nothing, but you still enjoy the game because it's just something to spend time on. It's like basically Trackmania is converting into one of those games where you drive, yeah, but you really don't use your brain or anything. But you still have bad. Your...
Maybe Nadeo's trying to move Trackmania to become a mobile game.
Yeah.
Aware.
Imagine. No, because even I play Mario Kart Go or mobile or whatever. World? Tour. I don't know. On the phone.
Mario Kart Tour.
Mario Kart Tour. Oh my god. That game was so good, actually. Like, because you had a lot of skills and stuff that you had to do. But... Yeah, but right now Trackmania feels like it's going towards that direction where you don't really have to do anything in order to finish and get the satisfaction of doing something, you know?
I don't subscribe to that mentality whatsoever.
I don't like it
even,
either.
Like, okay. So while beginners might say, hey, I really like the campaign, I also saw in the Trackmania Discord a lot of players that are new to the game. They complained about the campaign unlock system, but they couldn't access the gold maps because they weren't good enough to get the gold on all the previous 28 maps.
Crash cans.
Mm-hmm.
Which, honestly, aren't all that hard. I mean, there's a few blockers, like 16 and 15, I think. 15 probably being the worst offender because of the dirt uphill at high speed, but yeah. I don't know. I don't think that the campaign gets too easy even for beginners. It might look like the game is becoming more casual focused or like more approachable by beginners and therefore has quote unquote easier maps. But where... casuals, I don't think the game is at a level yet where it's just like this mindless, oh, you just swipe up to jump kind of gameplay.
Like Mania will never be that. It's impossible.
Okay.
Like you can't even build maps like that. Like that's, you're never gonna reach that point, definitely.
I have an idea. Easy. Let Nadeo ruin their game. But bring back the visibility of dedicated servers and let the community freaking control at least the more advanced side of Trackmania. Since, honestly, I don't even care that they want to focus more to casuals. Whatever. That's fine. That's your game, your choice, your development choice, whatever. Floats your boat, sinks your sinker. You have a dedicated community that, in the past, you leaned on heavily. Go back to that.
I can tell today. You why they're probably not doing it. They have a huge go player ahead. Base on console. All the online servers that are accessible on console are hosted in Nadeo's infrastructure, meaning the more players there are on those servers and the more active those servers are, the more money they bleed. Because people aren't buying subscriptions. Not enough anyway. They're just playing on the free arcade rotation. If it has 300 players, that means 7 servers running 24/7, which are running on AWS, which is very costly at scale. Yeah, they probably don't want to promote online. That's all I'm saying. They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then got, well, never mind.
It is like, it's so confusing. Like, what the fuck they want to do, dude? You have a esports side, you have beginners, you have casuals, you have everything, but it's just not combining. It's not pointing to any direction. I don't know. We need to call someone from Nadeo to come to the podcast so we can ask them all these questions. And
Ellis? Ellis? Ellis?
We have some insight.
Oh, he's
on
not there. I was too negative earlier. He's not there. I was too negative earlier.
I mean, we had Tona here, but Tona is not the right person to ask his questions.
I mean, we could bring...
No, Tona was agreeing with all the shit that we were saying, so...
He was agreeing with it whether he could or not.
Yes.
I mean, actually, about the track of the days, by the way, I mean, we complained about them getting way easier. To be fair, to blame for that is kind of the review system and not Nadeo themselves. Like, I mean, obviously, Nadeo are the ones that don't change the review system, so they are still kind of the reason why it's like that. But the main reason why the maps are getting so much easier is because all those new players from the console release are on those servers. And obviously, they are going to absolutely hate on all the maps that they can't finish. So that's kind of automatically the reason why the maps are easier.
Sure, that's part of it, but I have written proof of when I asked, hey, I'd like to have a map for XP Evo sponsored for one of the track of the days. Would that be possible? And the first question that was sent back to me was, is it easy? So it's not just review, it's a mandate by the game developers that Cup of the Day needs to be accessible for casuals 100%. No questions yes. asked.
No, but that's totally fine. A map can be easy and be doable for casuals.
Well, I mean, like, we'll take yesterday's Cup of the Day, for example. It wasn't like it was easy, but it was short. And if it were longer, it wouldn't have been as easy. They're shortening the maps. Like, the map times on average have gone way down. Yeah, the amount of...
Have they?
I mean
the overall... I don't think they have.
I don't remember the last time we've ever gotten a non-LOL map that was 30 seconds.
Yeah, but that's normal. Like, the average time of the maps is like 45 seconds or something like that. It always has been like that. I mean, you have the only maps that were really long, or like longer than that, were NESCA maps usually. Like, you never had maps longer than 45 seconds, maybe here or there, but the average, like the median, always was 45 seconds, and I think that didn't change. Maybe we do have less long maps, but the average is still 45 seconds. I remember last year, for example, we had a couple of 20 second maps here or there even. I mean, that was horrible. Like, a 26 second map, for example. Like, some of them were horribly short. I think the map like yesterday is just like one of those outliers. And especially with map length, I mean, that's definitely not controlled from Nadeo at all. It's just literally the map review server.
Yeah, but now it seems like they are trying to not frustrate people, you know?
Too late.
I don't think they do. I think it's just map review, really. I don't think Tona would ever look at the map, test it, and without any obvious speed checks or anything, be like, reviewed by Nadeo, too difficult. I think that would not happen, because if you get a map through the map review server with a good enough rating, which nowadays is like at least 4.3 stars, if you get that rating, it isn't too difficult. Like, that just doesn't happen. Unless
yeah,
you have,
but it
like,
seems like because, yeah, the map goes through the review system and everything, but there, at the end, someone plays it and chooses it.
Yes.
But it seems like the maps that they're choosing is more like maps that don't frustrate people.
That's because only those maps get through MapReview. You can't build a map in MapReview, and if it frustrates people, you're gonna not get 4.3 stars rating. Impossible. Not happening.
That's really shitty.
I mean, what I always like to say in those situations, I had a map, a backwards map, like a couple, like over a year ago, that backwards map, and I sent it in the MapReview server, work in progress, wrote in the map name, backwards only, wrote in the in-game chat, guys, please only drive backwards. Guess out of 19 players, how many people drove backwards?
Like two.
It's two. It's exactly two. I mean, yeah, okay then. Like, it's, you know, like, you can't have frustrating maps on MapReview. It's not working.
The thing is that you either go with the flow and just do easy as hell maps, or try to fight the flow and push harder maps for people to like it, you know?
I mean, now since we're kind of talking about it, maybe Chris can already put up the Reddit thing, because there has been an open letter by some mappers to Nadeo about the map review, which is basically saying all the things that most mappers
feel. We have a letter for who? For Nadeo.
Like, when I read that through, that's literally what I think as well. Like, it's just highlighting all the faults and all the flaws with map review. It doesn't necessarily state exactly how to fully fix it. I mean, they propose some things that or we have been proposed, but
I have
overall
to interrupt really quickly. I'm sorry. Yeah. Production, we on the podcast people can't see what's on stream. I can see it on the stream, but I can't see it here in Discord.
Yeah, you can see it on stream, so that's good. I mean, we have to read it out anyway. Gonna.
Boah, there we go.
Boah. Yeah.
Okay. Shall I read?
Yes.
As the English speaker here?
Well, maybe not everything, but...
Yeah, just tell me when to skip.
Skip.
This was originally written by user Morozango. Anyways, a little context for who I am for those who don't know me, player and mapper since 2008. I made competitive tracks in TMNF and all TM2 environments, mixed in tech and TM2020 for online and offline tournaments. I've received over 1,300 rewards on all TMX sites combined. I have 4 TOTDs, and every track I've actually wanted to reach TOTD so far has managed to get there through map review, aside from one pre-picked for Christmas 2022. I've also been to the best of my knowledge, the person who said, all I need is a checkmark that Nadeo has seen my map so I can move on to the next map, which led to the review by Nadeo checkmark. All this to indicate that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to maps and map review, and this is not just another rant post. Since the console release, there's been an influx of new players on map review, which is good in some aspects, but significantly impacting how to approach mapping for TOTD. The major problem is that the map review right now serves more than one purpose. Rating tracks for TOTD, it's where maps go if you press play live with other people after finishing a map, so there's many non-TOTD attempts. Players without club access using map review to play tracks with their friends. For the truly ambitious, giving and receiving feedback on your maps. Notice how two of those have nothing to do with TOTD, yet those players can give votes for TOTD and impact your chances, and there is no way to tell which map is a TOTD attempt and which one is there to play for fun unless the mapper tells you. Next to that, Trackmania is a game with a nearly infinitely high skill ceiling and limited options to express creativity. This is the reason for us veterans to keep up. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, this also means that there are techniques in the game that experienced players expected to be calculated for. I'm talking about things like gears, managing airtime, tech drift, speed drift, blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, these techniques take a lot of experience to learn, and currently, since the console release, map review is overrepresented by players who don't understand those techniques. At the same time, the cutoff point for getting your map in the list that gets reviewed seems to be above 4. I'm aware it's a much more complex algorithm. It's not. But from being in mapper circles and seeing who gets the review by Nadeo checkmark, I haven't seen a track with a checkmark with a rating below 4 in months. That means that every track I'd be okay with having in TOTD, I'm left no other choice than a 5-star vote, because I'm hurting its chances otherwise. Because every mapper knows this, every mapper votes 5 on tracks that are fine for TOTD. Thus, the ratings are inflated compared to before the console release, and thus low votes have more impact. So it becomes even more important to avoid 1-star votes. That would be fine in a lobby where the majority of players are actually there to review TOTD tracks and who have decent understanding of how to play the game, but that is not the case. Here's a selection of quotes from trying to get my map to TOTD in last week. Blah, blah, blah. This jump is impossible. 1 star. I don't care. I just vote random. I'm just here to play my track with my mate. This track isn't fun. After I gave the feedback that releasing only not to overjump a CP isn't fun, it's punishing with people for being fast. And then I hate tech 05.
Not I a get single... by one.
Yeah. Not a single one of these is reasonable. We all, and then he goes through his points. We all queue our map only at certain times when we know there's the least risk of hitting unreasonable 1-star votes. We maintain lists of names of known bad voters and check before queuing our maps if anyone on the list is playing. We don't queue our map if there's nearly only bronze ranked players. We don't talk at all because we might offend someone and get a 1-star vote in return. I'd call these behaviors at the least undesired, up to toxic in some cases. But there is one thing that makes me even more sad, and the thing is actually hurting TOTD quality. We are forced to adapt our track to map review, not COTD, map review. That might sound like a small difference, but it's massive, so let me elaborate. To take a track suitable for COTD, it needs to be learnable in 15 minutes and playable in rounds for the typical player. That is a player that understands or at least knows about the techniques I mentioned before. This is a reasonable request. To make a track pass map review, it needs to be liked in 3 minutes by players of whom I can't assume they know all the techniques. That means that I need to make the maps that don't require the execution of any of these techniques to finish. That is the reason why we've had so many mid-TOTDs recently. Is this guy American? Because holy crap, his English is impeccable. So as a mapper, I can either give up and make mid-maps that pass map review. Who?
It was written by ChatGPT.
Yeah, we don't have to read on the full thing. Okay. I think that's more or less the points he mentions. I mean, then he basically continues about what he would like to see and what kind of fixes he would say or stuff like that. But what you said just now was basically the gist of it.
Yeah, and honestly, from his points that he was talking about when avoiding like certain peak times of map review and avoiding like casual players and everything, that was even happening before the console release.
It always happened. I mean, the map review, like partially of what he said doesn't have to do with the console release at all, just with map review in general. So yes, it has been done before already.
Yep.
This is so hard to make.
But basically his point, what his point brings out, whether he realizes it or not, is that everything is exponentially worse.
Yes.
Yeah. And I agree. I agree with it. I understand where he's coming from, just from the fact that I have been slightly involved with the mapping community, and we have a lot of people in Evo who have made multiple TOTD maps before, and yeah, the quality of the maps, not to say that they're going down, but you just see what the effect of having easier, more casual players in map review happens, so... Yeah.
Yeah, but basically you can solve this kind of issue making two different servers, the one for raid team, random maps and people and friends and whatever you want, and another that is dedicated for maps that are, tailored to a couple of day, basically. And that the people that can review those kind of map had to be at least played, I don't know, 100 couple of days. That's it.
I feel like Nadeo just went to like a really bad like TED talk that was on the topic of accessibility for everyone. And they were like, yeah, everything needs to be accessible for everyone. And they totally misunderstood the entire point of the TED talk, but they just heard that one phrase and they were like, let's go with it. That's what we're going to do. And this is what we have.
Yeah, they are fucking ridiculous. Sorry, but...
You can swear now. It's okay.
No, on Twitch, yes. On Spotify, technically the same as before.
Oh, sorry, not sorry. There are F...
No, no, you can. I was saying you can, because Chris changed the settings on our stream now, so now you're free to...
Yeah, but that doesn't change how it works on Spotify.
True.
Yeah, no, okay, no more swearing. But, Jesus Christ, how hard it is to make something that is dedicated. And the thing is that you're not... not giving it to everyone, right? Because if you say that you need 100 track of the days being played to get into the server to rate couple of the day maps,
it is still something that you can do. Like, you have played 100 or maybe 50, let make it even less. But at least the people that are going to be there know that the map that they're going to be played is for this reason and not just because I made a map for fun.
To be fair, I don't think you necessarily have to limit the access to it. Because that would kind of mean like, yeah, if you're not at least decent at the game, then you're not allowed, or like you're not allowed to have an opinion on Track of the Days, which is maybe wrong. I think if you would have a tutorial series where it shows you all the tricks, then it would be nice to require at least doing that, because then you can assure that the people at least know about all the tricks. They don't necessarily can pull them off or are good at them. That's fine in my opinion. But just in general, just have a different queue for Track of the Day and the other map review. That already fixes that the biggest issue. That's also what they say in the Reddit poll or like in the letter later. They just, the fact that both are mixed up is really, really bad. And it's even worse because it's not only mixed up, but it's also just labeled differently. Like, if you want a map for Track of the Day, there's, like, in one of the menus, it says, let your map be reviewed for Track of the Day. But if you finish building a map in the editor, it tells you, hey, let your map be tested by others. It's just giving out
of, way like, too general. Two
completely different vibes. I was on a map review server once with my latest map, and they literally had a discussion about it. Like, how bad do you have to make it that people are literally discussing about it? that's the main issue. That would, like, the if you would have different queues, it just fixes most of them.
The thing is that now when you get, I get the thing that you shouldn't keep people out from deciding or having an opinion or anything when it comes to stuff like this. But at the same time, I do think that you have to keep people outside from having an opinion on something that they don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean with the tutorial stuff. Like, you can't require people to be good at the game, but I think you could require them to be forced to have the knowledge, at least, right?
Yes, that's why I'm saying at least make a tiny requirement of, like, yeah, I have played 100 Cup of the Days tracks, and I have won I don't know how many trophies. I am someone that could potentially be there checking Cup of the Days tracks, you know. Because if you let it open to everyone, then you're gonna get a noob that never had touched the game, and they're gonna be like, oh yeah, I cannot finish this, I wanna start. You know, unfortunately, on stuff like this, and in order to make things better for everyone, you have to limit the people that can have an opinion on stuff. Whenever you give the opinion to everyone, shit goes down.
You eat a limit, or you do your best to improve the average skill of your average player.
Yeah, I think that's better, though. That's way better. I mean, literally, obviously we don't have a tutorial series which would be required for something like that, but
yeah.
In an ideal world, which we already talked about multiple times, we would have such a tutorial in-game, like a proper one. I mean, we do have one, but that doesn't really count as a tutorial. I mean, something else that they said, I'm not sure if it was in the, it isn't the letter itself. Something else they also suggest, which would be interesting or would also work, is something that having it in multiple stages. So basically every map that gets reviewed over something like 3.5 stars gets into a different queue where then people can, like, and that, like, then obviously those kind of maps, like, that would be limited. So basically then, what they say in the letter actually is that only mappers that manage to get a Track of the Day would be able to test those maps. Like, all the maps that get a rating over 3.5 and basically do the pre-selection that otherwise map review is doing. Which is, I think, really interesting, to be honest, because it not only, like, it doesn't limit who can do it, because everyone has to at least go through the map review system and get a decent score, so it's decently available for beginners. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know what I think about that. It's an interesting concept of having it in different stages, but I also don't know if I really like it or not.
Welcome to the Dropped Gears podcast, where we talk about how Nadeo can improve their game for the 100th time, but they don't listen to us.
I mean, they also don't listen to these kind of letters. We had such a letter.
They don't listen to everyone. So.
Matchmaking.
They got the noise canceling headphones on.
Like, the only thing you always hear with Nadeo with these kind of things is, yeah, we kind of agree. Like, if they say something, then they usually say, yeah, we agree, but we have more important issues. Like, what is more important? I want to know what is more important than this. What is more? Like, what else? What are they doing? What are they cooking?
Hillis has got the gun to our heads. Oh, we can't talk about it, bros.
You know, if they would say something like that and then release, like, a big update with a lot of content, I'd be like, all right, I can at least see what they are working on. I can understand that they did this instead of that. Maybe I don't agree with that, but at least you would be able to understand it to some degree. But now, what are they working on? What are they doing? Why can't they do these things?
I can say that we, on Evo perspective, when we did a collaboration with Nadeo on their FAQ, well, not really FAQ, but their library index, which isn't used at all.
The documentation / handbook.
Yeah, the documentation.
It is being used. It's being linked to from the Trickmania Discord mostly.
Okay. I remember just even talking with Nadeo and being like, hey, it would be great if you guys could let us know ahead of time if there's like anything that would be affecting like communities, like anything coming down the pipeline that we should be aware. And I remember being told, we can't disclose anything that's happening. Like nothing can be disclosed to what's happening or occurring. There's no possible way for that to happen. And it's kind of disappointing because it's like, I feel like I've slowly realized why that's the case, because I feel like half of the employees don't even know what's happening anyways. Something we don't ever talk about is probably how terrible the communication inside the office is, like what their communication structure is or everything. I mean, when you have if not majority of your studio is not even utilizing its resources to the main game that's existent at the moment, I think it's kind of bad. And when Ubisoft is rumored to be trying to kick you out and sell you off to another developer, I think that's also pretty bad, because they're tired of certain individuals' garbage.
Yeah, I mean,
the background stuff.
It's the Scotty people guy. Scott, hello.
Scottish Bjergsen, hey!
But yeah, again, discussing the same topic for the millionth time on this podcast. You know, we've been talking way too much about Trackmania, even though this is a main Trackmania podcast, but...
Yeah, let's talk about something positive.
Yeah, something positive, yeah. Not complaining.
Positive, hello!
Something positive, yeah. Actually, random stuff. It has stopped raining in Hamburg. We had a sunny day after
It stopped raining everywhere in Germany. It was like, whoa, whoa. But it's funny, though, because it got sunny, and I feel like the temperature dropped even more.
Oh my god.
Okay,
it's colder today than yesterday.
Since we want to talk about something positive, do you want to go leak? You want to leak something?
Yeah, we can start leaking.
Then even a question. Of course, Imports wants to leak everything.
Then we leak.
It's my time. Okay.
It's leaking time. It's
leaking time. Not a sexual euphemism. All right, so... Let us leak. On Tuesday.
Wait. Acta Fabula said on the chat, Valve buys TM and we get cases.
Cases?
Cases, yeah. Like,
imagine.
Open and CS Prage. Cases.
Rage. Rage. Cases.
Either way, continue. But Link, you don't. Oh,
ooh, 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 ooh. It's cases, but for ghosts. You roll a case to get a player's ghost. and uncommon is like
can't get Muda or
uncommon is no. Uncommon is like top 10,000. Rare is like 1,000. And then legendary is like top 5.
Yeah,
you're not even guaranteed that the world record ghost. You only get the top 5.
Not gonna lie, that's not even
like FIFA, you know. Would be good. It'd be fun. At least fun.
And every $100 you spend, you are guaranteed at least one legendary crate. Honestly, Nadeo should hire me. I'd be amazing at their business, fixing their business model for them.
I think you would quit within 1 month.
Hillis would allow you.
Hillis would be like, what is this? What is this import? What is this?
Enough.
Okay, leaking time. On Tuesday, the 15th of August, Lime, I haven't officially invited you, but this is a surprise for you as well.
Oh my god!
And Shorty, if you would like to come, you are welcome as well.
Not sure if I want to go with that kind of invitation. Oh, hey, by the way, Lime, this by is the a way, surprise for you.
Shorty.
Shorty, if you want, you can...
I mean, if you want. I mean... I just feel like Shorty's too cool for us sometimes, so I'm like, you know, if you want, like...
Try to fix it.
Yeah, I'm definitely way too cool for you. I mean, what even is it?
Let me tell you. On the 15th of August, on Tuesday, we will be having a private map pack release of XP Evo that will be allowed to be streamed by all your favorite influencers in Trackmania. Let me go through our guest list that
Wait, everyone? We're leaking the influencers.
Let me go through our guest list really quickly. There'll be a Twitter announcement tomorrow, so it's fine. Let's go through the guest list here. We're gonna have Masa, Granati, Mime, Amaterasu, Spammy, Janik, Trillix, Ruta, Paradox, Lars, Ninador, virtual as well, supposedly. Chroma, and now Lime and Shorty.
So, yeah, I think I have free on Tuesday, so I can wait. Let me check.
Yeah, it'll be Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Let me check. Do I have free on that day? Wait, on the 11th, I have free. 12, free.
Perfect timing for the raid. Free. I'm gonna have to repeat myself because of the raiders. Hello, Vinka. All the people from Sam's channel. Welcome to the podcast. I was just announcing that on the 15th of August, which is on Tuesday at 8 p.m., we will be having a private release of the XP Evo map pack with your favorite Trackmania streamers. And again, I go through the guest list of Masa, Granati, Mime, Amaterasu, Spammy, Janik, Trillix, Ruder, Paradox, Lars, Nidador, Lime, Shorty, Virtual. And I'm still waiting for an answer from Maji, but she's sometimes hard to reach through DM. So we'll see if we get her to attend. But
Chroma's also on board.
I have a tip for that. You can...
Oh, Chroma, yes.
Oh, I didn't. If you want to get response by Maji, just tell her, Maji, I'm mad at you. I require a picture of your cats as consolidation that she didn't answer you. And that usually works.
Which is
great, because then she answers, and you get a picture for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did that last time. I mean, maybe I was drunk as well, but it worked. I was just saying, Margie, just wondering you didn't read this, and I'm mad at you now that you didn't read it, so I want to get a cat picture. And I got a cat picture.
let me clarify to some of these people who think it's spinning. To let some people play the maps early, you're highly mistaken. They will only have 5-minute warm-up and 7 rounds to play the map.
And it's a competition against each other.
It's a fun competition. There's no prize. There's nothing. It's just a way for people to get to see the map, enjoy it, etc. So 5-minute warm-up, 7 rounds, and it will be about people get about 15 minutes on each map. If you think that's too much an advantage for players, then...
The point I think is that, for example, okay, I am not gonna be playing stuff, the competition, but maybe some of the other influencers are gonna be playing the competition.
Some of them will be.
Well, Massa will be, Granati will be.
Yeah.
Arma, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what people are even thinking. Even if he's going to play, he's not going to take because it they will
you have
get
a full month. If you think 15 minutes is going to give you advantage over a full month of training, I'm sorry to tell you, you are mudded. If you think 15 minutes is going to be such a massive advantage, relax, people.
It's also not like we're going to give them the maps. Like, we're not sending them the maps to train a week early.
Grief.
It's just gonna be in a server. They're gonna be not downloadable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not gonna be downloadable, and everyone can see the maps, right, after on the stream and whatever. So I think it's fair.
Let's just say if XP Evo would be a no train competition, it wouldn't be fair, but if you can train a full month, it really doesn't matter.
Even if you had an extra week of training, I really don't think it would matter that much.
So. By the way, I wanted to ask someone in the chat. Lingo, are you coming?
Lingo's coming, yes.
Oh,
yeah, no. The entire point of the stream is to have influencers, people. Influencers. People who stream on a regular basis. The only reason, that's why I said, Shorty, you can come if you want, because you're with us all the time, but you don't really stream. So.
Well, I do stream again. I got my PC now. I did like two or three streams, but I did cocky streams and I enjoyed that. And now I can't build cocky maps anymore.
I may not.
Yeah, so I invited influencers.
I'm an influencer. Specifically. I'm not sure if there's good enough.
Mom, I'm an influencer.
Yeah, well.
You're what? You're ill?
You have influenza? Wow.
She won't get it.
Yeah, maybe next time, Lingo. Not this time, though.
Oh, by the way, Import, that would be the first competition I could maybe win again.
Mwah. Lies.
Mwah. I'm gonna try my best.
No, I'm gonna have Shorty on the stream the entire time. And he's gonna be like, yeah, this player was bad. This player was bad. I could have done better.
Shit talking Granati. I could see myself doing that.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. It'd be fun. Yeah. So... that is what's going to happen Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Be there or be square.
I'll be a stream because I have free.
We'll be streaming it on this side as well, but everybody else is going to be streaming it. Yeah, that is the plan for now. We'll make an announcement graphic on tomorrow, hopefully. So hopefully that occurs.
This weekend.
This weekend, yes. Yes. Because Chris is helping me make that. So whatever Chris says, I follow. That is the deal. Symptom. Hello. Thank you for the raid. All right. So
let's move on to the next stuff.
Hold on. I might not be done yet. If you haven't seen the video already at the beginning of the stream, that was 10 minutes long. We show the tour of the video of the venue. The video. We show a tour of the venue with me and Turbo. So if you haven't seen that already, you should go check that out on our YouTube channel. Other XP Evo news related? Nope, I don't think so. All right, Lime, you were right. The merch store.
There's
the
one
merch
more
store.
Thing. There's one more
yes.
thing.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh, one more thing. What did I miss?
Since Aaron already leaked the names, but yes, we will be also posting tweets and like little snippets about each invited VIP.
We're trying to. Don't promise that. Don't promise that. We're gonna try to.
Not for all, but at least for a few, and we're starting that next week.
Yeah, we're gonna try our best to get some interviews in and whatnot. So
interview went. Oh, I hit myself.
Yeah, nice hitting your face, Lime. Jeez. It's a microphone, not a bop it. All right. Yeah, so our merch store, yeah, we released a merch store, but it's not just an Evo merch store. It's an XP Evo merch store. You can get your current, you can currently get your temporary limited edition XP Evo commemorative t-shirt, hoodie, or as of yesterday when I slapped them all in there, tank tops. Or you could get a mug or a sticker. I got a sticker. I'll let you know what it looks like when I get it. But yeah, I've already ordered some stuff of my own, and you should too. As a reminder, there will be no physical stock at the event. We are only able to have these this merch option because it is drop shipped by the distributor. We have no financial ability, XP Evo Laundry Wear. Oh my gosh. We have no financial ability to be able to hold stock, and it's too much of a risk to be able to bring physical stock because everybody's going to be like, where's my 5XL? Where's my extra, extra small? And there's no way that we could account and assume what everybody's going to need. So it's too much of a risk. So if you want XP Evo merch and you want to wear it at XP Evo, buy it ahead of time, buy it now that you can wear it. It will still be open during XP Evo, so you can still buy it while the event is going on and then have it when you return home. Outside of that, we also have Evo merch, our classic tees, our hoodie, our beanie, another mug, our tank top. I just ordered me a tank top, a shirt. I already have a hoodie from last year, so, but yeah.
Not gonna lie, that XP Evo mug looks incredible.
It looks so shiny. It looks so professional.
Also,
one thing. If the same manufacturer, because I got a hoodie, I got a Evo hoodie.
It's not the same.
Well, I cannot talk about that.
They may use the same material.
Okay.
But I can't confirm or deny that.
It's not the same.
Because the one that I have is, oh my god.
It's similar. Comfy.
Guys, can we add not hoodie, but this zip hoodie things? I don't know what it's called.
I think they have them. I checked. I'll have to check again.
It'd be under jackets, yeah. Not hoodie.
Also, because Aaron forgot to mention it, you can grab yourself 10% off your order with code ILOVEEVO, and that's going to be valid until Sunday evening, 11:59 p.m. So if you want to grab some XP Evo or Evo merch and want to save some money, go use code ILOVEEVO during checkout.
And if you don't love Evo and you still buy our merch anyways, joke's on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, why are the prices in dollar?
Because, okay, so
the company is American-based, yes. But they have distributors in Europe and the US.
Also in Canada and Australia.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is freedom dollars. So for your Europeans who use the euro, know that it's going to be slightly cheaper. So, it doesn't include sales tax or shipping. So,
yeah,
whatever.
But they're working on adding or supporting more currencies. That much I know. Just don't know how long it's going to take.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, we have funny numbers like 4269 for our hoodies.
Nice. Oh my god. Jesus.
To buy something, then yeah, I don't know. Even the sticker is like $7.77.
Anyway, yeah.
Amazing.
Also, this description is shamelessly stolen from the CSGO Holo stickers. That's where I got the idea.
Oh god, don't say that too loud.
Yeah. Here you can get a guaranteed holo sticker. A foil sticker, even, you know? Like that Titan holo from 2013. Worth so much.
Yeah.
Grab one. Those gonna be gone after September.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy one of stickers. I love stickers.
I got me the 5.5x5.5 one.
Nice.
So
will there be a key whatever they are called.
Yes.
That was by
but we're going to do time. Something different. We're going to have keychains at... Not confirmed, but we're going to try and get Evo and XP Evo keychains. As well as XP Evo.
Do you want a keychain? I'll save you a keychain.
I mean, already have a keychain.
Oh, well then, forget you. No keychain for you then.
No, that's why I said they are cool, because I like it. It looks nice. I like my keychain.
I don't have keys, so I don't use the keychain.
You don't have keys?
I don't have keys. I just have them laying around in my room.
I have a really good key. Keychain, but I'm not sure. I don't have it.
Okay.
It's a Yama and it spins. It's really good.
So that's all the XP Evo news that I think we have going on. We're trying to have more, like, we're in the phase for XP Evo that we're just trying to pump out content. If any of you are interested in assisting with that, if you have content ideas, or when I say content ideas, please don't be like, yeah, import, I need you to go up to the Antarctic and like film you singing with penguins. No.
Can we make TikToks?
You can make TikToks. I won't make TikToks, but you can make TikToks.
Don't you have access to our TikTok account, Lime?
No.
I thought Phantom gave you access.
Maybe. No, I don't know. Let me check.
D4 Gore, Madge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot many things.
Oh, but yeah, if you guys are good at making content or assisting, please reach out to me. Otherwise, we'll try our best. I'm trying.
Good. Yeah, I don't have an idea right now.
I have.
Everybody's
a week
expecting
for
the singing
Chroma.
Penguins now. Really mad.
I mean, to be fair, you can do that maybe in a zoo. So.
Yes.
I went to the Cologne Zoo and I did not see penguins. Where were the penguins?
I think they
Dude,
don't like
where
the
I
climate.
Live in Chile, 30 minutes away from my house, we have an island. Island with full of penguins.
You really should cool. have made a video. Like,
yeah, because it's Chile.
Yeah, you would have told me a year ago, man.
It's Chile in Chile.
Don't you have some foresight? Man.
I didn't know that I would be here.
Yeah, I didn't know I would be here either. To be fair, still at my parents' house. Amazing.
Yeah, I import the flight to Chile real quick and go to my house and then,
hey,
then go to
if,
the
if you'll be, listen, if you'll be my tour guide, I'll go to Chile.
Okay.
Yeah,
I used
seriously.
To be a tour guide.
I've never been to Chile. I'm down. I'm not scared. I'm not one of those Americans who get scared.
Why would you scared to go to Chile? What
hey,
do you think?
Americans got crazy Chile? Ideas about going to a South American country, okay? So I'm not one of them. I went to Germany, and it's real. It's real hood stuff out here, bro. Like,
I mean, you've been to any of the cities, Halbanov.
I've been to Paris. If I can go to Paris, I can go anywhere in the world, okay?
Did you survive Paris?
Yeah, I survived Paris. If I can survive Paris, I can survive anywhere else.
Yeah, Chile's not that bad. Yet.
Oh, yet. No. She hit us with the yet.
Well, yeah, we can go to Chile. I have to go back
for a while, and then I come back.
Okay.
So if anyone wants
I start saving my money now, and then we can take video of the penguins.
Mm-hmm. We go to the penguins.
Nice. I think.
That's
does anybody
it?
Else have any interesting topics? Otherwise, we're gonna make it short today, which is fine. I'm okay with that. Yeah, no.
I'm the officially looking for
agrees,
jobs.
Though.
Oh, you're officially looking for jobs?
Yeah.
He died a couple of years ago.
Wait, who died?
Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah, he did. Who mentioned him?
Oh my gosh, you're fired.
Oh.
Wait, you just took that long to get that?
Yeah, because talking. I was also, because she was talking over me. I didn't really have the brain capacity to listen to her. Yeah, I'm gonna look for Steve Jobs. I think I have an idea how to meet him. Yeah, no.
So bad.
Shorty, never change. Never change, my guy.
That was actually such a Shorty joke.
He was so innocent about it too. He was like, yeah.
I mean, what can you do? Whatever. I'm not even.
There's
wrong.
No point in having a Q&A session anymore because whenever we are like, hey, Q&A session, nobody asks questions. They always ask in the middle of the podcast. So
we have to start answering questions.
Okay, I have an idea. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I remember that with Q&A stuff, like all the other podcasts I listen to, they don't do that live at all. Because obviously usually podcasts aren't live anyway. They just tell people, hey, if you have any questions, suggestions, or stuff like that, just write us an email or write us a DM or something like that. Maybe we can do that. Maybe that way it works. If someone is going to write us an email.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not.
That might work if people even take the time to do that, but.
I mean, there is a channel for suggestions in the Evo Discord, so...
Yes. Actually, I could answer some questions about XP Evo that have been answered that maybe some people want, but... first question was from Ham Daddy, and the question is, can import meow? let me prepare you. There you go.
All right. Brother, that is not a meow. That is a pudding.
That's actually really good. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
ASMR.
Yeah, so you want to know some psychopathic thing about me? When I come home and my parents are not home, you know when cats, like when their family's not around, they're like, what?
Yeah.
And they're just like going constantly. That's what I start doing.
For real?
I do. Wow. Like, well, if I don't know if they're home or not, because half the time my parents are like either my mom's either at my sister's house or like my dad's at work. So I never know who's home. So I'm always like, hello. And then I start going to the cat who like, there's a cat video of like the cat turning from like, hello. So I start doing that around the house. You're welcome. I am a weirdo.
I used to just yell, and that's it.
Yeah.
Can we get a cat girl costume for import?
No.
Ah.
I'm not Scrappy has one. He can maybe ship it over to you.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't a cat costume. It was a maid costume, I think.
Can we have a cosplay competition on XPEVO? Like, I don't know, someone
way
dressed as a car transport.
Yeah. Because
people have to prep those for like a year in advance, typically.
Yes, yeah. I know, I'm just joking. But imagine someone gets their dress as a car. Like
what would they dress? Yeah, would they dress up as a Formula One driver or like a car?
I mean, or like a car, you know?
I mean, that would be fun.
I'm gonna dress up like a Formula One dings.
Imagine someone builds himself like a helmet that they put on. There's just a yak at the front of it.
Somebody dresses up as a positive and negative sign and says positive, negative.
Yeah. Just a different blocks, yeah.
and then someone dressed up as Hylus goes to him and rips off the negative. Throws it away.
I think you should end stream now. No.
The ideas
now,
are getting
we're having fun now. Why would I end it now?
I agree.
There was a question.
Ooh, I'm going to be dressed as a pink tree, you know?
Yeah.
To fucked up everyone's FPS in real life.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dress up as one of those spectators in the game.
I wish we had NPCs on Trackmania, you know.
But you do. You have the spectators.
You have the little spectator people.
Oh my god! I'm gonna dress like an spectator.
Yeah, just dress up like an NPC.
I'm basically an NPC, so.
This is where somebody really mean would then insert the insult, but you look like an NPC already every day anyways, so it shouldn't be too hard, but...
Oh my god, do you know about NPC streamers? Do you know what that is?
Yes! Yes! Holy moly! God. Gang gang! Gang gang! Mmm! Ice cream, so good!
What the... Ah, the ones on TikTok. Oh my god, yeah.
Yes.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, go Google Pinky Doll.
Yeah, but be careful. If you look at it more than like 1 minute, I think you can watch your brain cells die while you watch. I don't know.
I'm a hot dog, yum! I'm dumb. So weird!
I'm gonna be an NPC streamer now. Oh, that's gonna be so awesome.
I know someone that streams Trackmania that you could, call an NPC streamer to, 50% maybe. But maybe I shouldn't say the name. You can imagine who I mean, maybe.
I know who you're talking about, and that's mean.
Yeah, I know it's mean, but I don't mean it in a bad way, you know?
They're probably watching, or they were watching earlier. I know exactly who you're talking about. That's so mean.
Yeah, but not in the same sense as those NPC streamers, just different.
Thanks for the roses! Wow! Anyways.
I need someone to link me the name.
Why do you Pinky even Doll. Know those things, Import? Why do you even know
I've
those
watched
things?
It because, bro, all you have to do is literally watch it for 1 minute. It's so, it's so easy to do.
Yeah, I don't have TikTok.
I don't have TikTok either. You just look it up on, YouTube.
I mean, I watched a video for a YouTube video talking about those NPC influences.
I got you.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Just gotta be an NPC to watch them.
What it's crazy? I have TikTok. I watch TikToks every day, and I haven't encountered those NPC streamers
at all. Gonna be like, what am I watching? What is happening with the world? This is the world? This is the planet?
And then they also get a lot of they really get good money with that. It's
weird. I know them.
He makes $7,000 a day.
I mean, I would make $7,000 a day, I'd be up for that shit.
She's from France too, so she makes 7,000 euros a day.
That's amazing for her.
I mean, it's amazing.
It really is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's insane. Ice cream so good. So addicting, you guys just don't realize how it's like.
No, Import has watched this. Yeah, you have watched this.
I think we just need to adapt to it. We just need to add if you subscribe to your channel line, maybe you should also just say, "Ooh, ice cream, so good," and then people are gonna subscribe.
Can't.
Yep tree. Uh-oh, I crashed. Uh-oh.
Oh my god. I'm gonna do as a sub goal and to make an NPC stream.
Hilla said be positive. Hilla said be positive.
What have I done? It's a horrible idea. I don't want that
subscribe
to happen.
Subscribe to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a donor goal or a subscriber goal so I can make an NPC stream.
Okay, I will say though, there are guys that try to do that too, the NPC thing. And for whatever reason, it's I don't know why, but it's 10 times more cringe when a guy does it compared to a girl. Because the girl is definitely going for the simp thing and everybody knows that. But the guy, it's m'lady feeling.
Fedora.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what happened a few days ago? I was just telling Gecko about this. You know the Reddit? The Redditors type of guy, the stereotype, the ones that say, actually, you know, and they do the cartoonish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I thought this would only happen on online or nothing to me. But a few days ago, I was talking with a coworker while coming home, and he was one of them. And I was like, what? But he, not in a bad way, he's actually a cool guy and everything. But one of my other friends says something, and he was like,
"Is it the actually?"
Yeah, he did. He did the actually. I think you wanted to say this.
You should know. I'm here to be your friend.
It was really
weird,
like
TikTok garbage. Cartoonish. I hate TikTok. I hate it.
And I was like, I look at him and I was like, oh my god, no fucking way. And then he did it like 3 times. And I was like, actually? And no, I was like, no fucking way. I'm seeing this in real life.
I'd be like, no.
I'm gonna limit the contact. Because then I'm gonna be like, actually, you know, that's not it.
That's so, stop streaming. That's so kawaii. Yeah.
Thank you,
Chris. Kawaii this. Stop streaming.
On a podcast that I used to do with my friends,
ice cream so good.
That's how production passively aggressively tells you to stop.
Chris, the reason why Chris wants us to stop is because he wants a private show of me doing all those things.
Absolutely. Not.
Thanks for the roses.
I mean, we can do an evil stream. Stop it. Evil stream even.
Stop it.
If you want to help.
Well, at least here on the podcast, I don't say kawaii stuff or in Japanese like I used to do on the podcast with my friends. So that's good. Not so cringe, you know?
Yep.
Or do you want me to say?
Okay. We'll be fine.
Konnichiwa. Genki desu ka? Lime.
Yeah, see, okay. Anybody who thinks I'm weird, listen, weeb. Down here.
What do you mean? Just learned a little bit of Japanese. I actually did that for half a year or something.
Yeah.
Okay, enough.
Weebs. I'm surrounded by weebs.
Thank you for the roses.
Thanks for the roses. Yeah, ride him cowboy. Woo!
No, please. Okay, wait, continue.
Yeah.
This is what reality has become.
All right. Thank you guys for watching Drop Gears. Thank you for listening on Spotify. Don't forget to check out our merch store at shop.evoesports.gg.
Thanks for buying our merch. Thanks for buying our merch.
I should not have brought up this topic. I regret it.
Yeah, Shorty, you're canceled and fired.
We're gonna end the stream. We're good. I love you guys. Okay? Be here for August 15th, Tuesday, when we do our map pack reveal.
Come and, to XP Evo.
Every subscription
come
that we
XP
get on the Evo,
Evo
chip. Yeah, every time. Every time we get a subscription on XP Evo, I'll be like, ice cream's so good. Okay.
No.
Experience is gonna be like, oh my god, what we have done.
Okay,
yeah,
guys. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Feierabend.
Goodbye.